also mentioned feeling out of control about anger and feared losing control in this area as well. But this concern was simply one of many that women listed. Women felt out of control in an awful lot of situations, ranging from family, sex, authority figures, sickness, although not significantly enough in interpersonal relationships. The kind of things that they were afraid of were losing control over their bodies and over their independence. It seems to me from this that we can conclude that still in our society, despite all the great changes that have inevitably taken place in the last 10 years, women feel more vulnerable, more out of control, and more threatened in our society, secure only in the stereotypic area of interpersonal relationships, where it is that men feel most out of control and most threatened. And I think that this kind of information gives us some feeling for why it is so difficult often when men and women come together. Our last question was asking men and women areas in which they felt able, comfortably, to give up control. And here again, it appeared to be very difficult at all for men to give up control. And the situations which men described were where very intimate, close relationships where they felt safe. And then they described giving up control in the areas of love and sex. Women, on the whole, found it a great deal easier to give up control in a range of interpersonal areas, in friendship, in expressing positive feelings, in relationships. And so this, again, I think, tends to confirm the kind of stereotypes that I think still exist, maybe not so much when you ask people on an abstract level, but when they begin to talk about their own lives. Okay, so what I've been trying to do here is describe some of the sex-type applications for self-control skills. And Dean would like to just summarize what we've been saying about what we might label the transcendent applications of these skills. Huh?
Okay. What Johanna would like me to do is we'd like to summarize, and one way we'd like to summarize is like what we said last night, that it's real hard now, and there's a danger of what model to follow. And so how do we act liberated? How do we act traditional? How do we combine? What's our path of heart? And within the context of all of that, we want to keep the perspective of the cosmic chuckle.